Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Chris Gibson is the electronics buyer at London Drugs. And, you know, Chris, I got you in this week because we have spent so much time talking about the new iPhone that I heard a rumor that there are other phones available. and so I thought we should talk about them because we spend all our time talking about the iPhone these days.
Absolutely. I've got two phones that I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
Both are 4G phones on the TELUS network.
Okay.
One is from Samsung and the other one is from HTC.
Okay. So the Samsung, I've heard a lot on the street about the new, it's the Galaxy X2?
It's the Galaxy S2X.
S2X.
A lot of letters in there.
S2X, that's it.
Yeah, and this is a 4G phone. It's got a 4.3-inch screen with, and Samsung has, this is their, I think, fourth iteration of the Galaxy line.
Yeah.
So that screen that everyone, the Super AMOLED display.
Yes.
Is one of the key features on this phone. It's pretty amazing to look at.
And that extra little bit of, that extra 0.3 inches seems to make a big difference over the smaller screens, doesn't it?
It does. It's for watching movies and basically looking at all of your photo content on there, it does make a big difference, and it's a nice, big, bright screen with a high-resolution display.
We've been talking about iOS 5, the Apple's operating system. So the Samsung is running on the Android operating system?
That's correct. 2.3, which is Gingerbread, which is the latest smartphone operating system, so it's loaded.
And in processor speed, it's pretty smoking as far as processor, right?
Yeah, it's got a dual-core processor, and it's actually the same one that's running their Galaxy tablet, too, so it's got more processing power than you could probably ever use on it.
Okay. Now, how is battery life on these? That's obviously Apple is going through real woes with a lot of PR hits coming down the pipe as far as their battery performance. How are the other smartphone manufacturers? Are they all in the same boat?
Certainly, it's always a struggle to have those large screens and the high resolution displays mixed with a small design. Mm-hmm. There's only so much battery you can fit into these devices. The Samsung is about the same as the rest of them. It's about an 8 to 12 hour battery life on average use. Obviously, the 4G takes a little bit more power, but then the more GPS you're using, and that sort of
the
thing.
The more services that you use,
exactly.
What's the main thing in the Samsung? That is it. The screen that's going to attract people the most. What's like the key selling points in your mind?
The two things are the screen and the 4G capabilities. The 4G speeds on the TELUS network are unreal. There's changing all the time their network speeds and capabilities to handle more power. So if you're away from a Wi-Fi network and you're downloading, the speed is what you'll really notice on these devices.
And if you're encompassing the whole TELUS family of products, I mean, we don't talk too often about some of their other services, but if you signed up for their TV service and that kind of stuff, then you've got opportunities to download apps onto your phone that allow you to do things like remotely control your PVR. And, you know, so if you're sitting at home and you say, oh, gee, I like that show Grimm and I want to record it, and you've forgotten, you can, from your phone,
absolutely,
access your PVR. I think that's so. If you kind of buy in on a whole ecosystem, there's some really cool additional features that you can start to take advantage of.
Yep, TELUS Optik TV. Their TV on the go features are very cool. I mean, you can actually stream the content, or you will be able to stream the content shortly to your phone to watch from your PVR at home.
And the design of the Galaxy. Very sleek. They've got their own definitive look. Samsung is the one manufacturer that's kind of developing its own look now.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very sleek, thin phone, and beautiful. Like I said, the beautiful display. It's a nice looking phone.
Now, people that haven't been so concerned with thin phones are HTC. They've made some chunky ones, but they've got the new one too that you want to talk about, which is their the Amaze.
The HTC Amaze, yeah. It's actually if you hold it side by side, almost the same thickness as the Samsung Galaxy.
Good.
So they've come a long way.
They've been on a program.
Yeah, absolutely. Slim down. down quite a bit, but it as well as the 4G capability, and it also has the 4.5-inch screen. You know, Samsung may not be for you. They've got another alternative with the
HTC. Is it running the Gingerbread version as well?
It is, yeah. Android 2.3, so very comparable phones from two different manufacturers that have similar features. What HTC also has is a FriendStream feature. So if you're into social networking and multimedia, it has a program which basically combines all your feeds into one succinct area called FriendStream. So you can keep track of everything all at once.
So that'll keep track of people's Twitter feeds, their Facebook feed. I think it'll also track their LinkedIn feeds in posts as well. I'm not positive about that, but I've played with that in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's kind of nice having it all. For instance, very often people will install an application like Hootsuite so they can follow their friends' tweets, and then they'll install a Facebook app so they can keep up to date on that. FriendStream amalgamates all of those feeds into one place.
Absolutely.
So when people are shopping, I mean, the differences between and the similarities between the Samsung and the HTC there's way more similarities than there are differences in these phones.
I would say so.
So when a buddy says, what should I get? I want the Android. And we're not talking Apple versus Android, but I want the Android phone. I'm happy with that. How do they make the decision?
You have to hold it and feel it. I mean, it's a fashion
thing. It's a connection.
It is a connection with the phone. And HTC is one of those companies that if you've had one, certain models have really connected with people that have had them in the past. Mm-hmm. Like models like the Desire HD have been great phones, and it's just a natural progression. You like HTC, you like what they do, then that's the phone for you. Samsung, on the other hand, has some definitely appealing qualities. So
it's our call to action. If you're interested in a new phone, before you make that final decision, especially just jump. You know, I mean, a lot of people are just going to be jumping on that iPhone. But if you're not, if you don't necessarily want to be in the Apple world, you got to go down, visit your local London Drugs, and hold them.
Yep.
Hold them, caress them, see which one sings to you.
Absolutely.
Chris Gibson's the electronics buyer at London Drugs. Thanks for filling us in.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.